Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today I got another special one for you. Let's get it in. On today's show, we will be remembering Kobe Bryant. That's right. On today's show, we will be honoring and remembering Kobe Bryant, one of the greatest to ever play the game. Now, before I get started, I know there's some listeners out here that's going to have some jokes on me. The reason why y'all go laugh and have jokes is because if you heard the last episode, I said that I was going to try not to do anything dealing with sports. You know what I'm saying? I said that I wasn't going to do anything dealing with sports. And the reason for that is because we had an upcoming surprise that we wanted to reveal later. And even though I said that, here I am, one episode later, I'm talking about a sports figure, Kobe Bryant. Yes, Kobe Bryant was a basketball player. Yes, he's a sports figure. Yes, he's a legend in the sports world. And I'm going to be honest with you. Here on today's show, we're definitely going to get into the sports side as it pertains to Kobe Bryant. But I wanted to do this show to honor him. And also, I think that it's a lot we could gain from looking at not just Kobe Bryant, the basketball player, but Kobe Bryant, the man. Kobe Bryant, the family man. Kobe Bryant, the father, and also Kobe Bryant, the businessman. Now, also, those of you that know me, you know that I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls fan, which means I'm a diehard Michael Jordan fan. And also, I got to throw my man in there, I'm a diehard Scottie Pippen fan. So, I say that because while Kobe Bryant was playing, I didn't have nothing against him as a player, but I didn't like the Kobe Bryant-Michael Jordan comparison. The same way I don't like the Michael Jordan-LeBron James comparison. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the old school, and what that mean is, when you're on a team or you're a fan of a team, it's just about that team and nothing else. So whenever a Kobe Bryant fan approached me and told me that, you know, he was better or just as good as Michael Jordan, I had to defend my man. You know what I'm saying? That's just it. I'm a Chicago fan and it's Michael Jordan all day long. And that's it. But on today's show, respect is due. You know what I'm saying? Respect is definitely due. Great is great. You know what I'm saying? Great is great. Legend is legend. You know what I mean? And we're here to honor the man. And without further ado, let's just get it in. Kobe Bryant was born in Philadelphia. And his father was Jelly Bean Bryant. For all you young cats out there, his father, Jelly Bean, also played in the NBA. Kobe Bryant was one of the rare breeds. He was rare. In 1996, straight after his graduation, he announced that he was going pro. And what was different about it, he wasn't coming out of college. He was trying to make the jump to the NBA straight out of high school. And back then, things was different. In order for you to make that kind of jump from high school straight to the pros, the only type of cats that had success doing that were cats that was 6'11". And, you know, you were 6'11". Like, take Kevin Garnett, for example. 6'11", 200+. And you just towered over the competition. You know, back in those days in 96, there was no history of guards being able to, you know, come straight out of high school and make it in the pros. There was no track record of success of anybody that was, you know, 6'6 or under coming straight out of high school and going straight to the NBA and having success. Kobe Bryant and T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, were two of the first, if not the first, to ever, like, make that leap and come into the NBA straight from high school as guards and become successful as they did. Now, there might have been some people before them, and that might be a little bit before my time. So if anybody, you know, older than me out there listening, you know, please leave your comments, and, you know, I would like to hear from you. I would like to know. But those are the first two that I know of. Now, it didn't start off out the gate for Kobe. You know, he didn't come straight into the NBA straight up on fire. He had to grind a little bit. He had to go through the hardships. He actually got drafted by the Charlotte Hornets and got traded to the Lakers on draft night. And he started coming off the bench behind Eddie Jones, which was another good guard. Shout out to Eddie Jones. And it was some struggles at first, but he kept on fighting. Now, to even make things worse, the NBA had this thing back then where they would always try to find the next big thing. You know, in the 80s, it was Dr. J. After I could say Dr. J, came Magic and Bird. Then, you know, Michael Jordan came in and took over. So at this time, you know, Michael Jordan was getting older, and the NBA was at the point where they were trying to look to see who the next Jordan was. And you had some contenders out there. You know, there was a lot of names going around. Some were good players. Some was just ridiculous. Like, you had Harold Miner. You know, if you ever remember who Harold Miner was, it's just he won. The only thing he did was win the slam dunk competition. And people started calling him Baby Jordan. You had Miner's name came up. You had Grant Hill and a host of others. They was just looking to see who the next Michael Jordan was going to be. And of course, none other than Kobe Bryant, of course his name is going to come up. He was a big fan of Michael Jordan. He patterned his game after the man. And he actually had all Michael Jordan's moves, all the way from his jump shot to his attitude, to the way you approach the game. Same height, similar in weight. And Kobe's name actually started to stick as being the next Michael Jordan. And regardless of whether the fans thought he was ready or not, he actually was selected to an NBA All-Star game to play against none other than Michael Jordan. And I gotta say, he didn't disappoint. He actually put on a show. That, to me, was probably one of his first memorable moments playing in the NBA. And what many people felt like was the passing of the torch. I want to take a quick commercial break here on the Slackers Talk podcast. And when we come back, we're going to talk more Kobe Bryant. We're going to talk about the turn of events that made him into a star. And later on in the show, I want to talk about some of the stuff he did off the court. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk.
It's going down with the Vision Live Network, the number one network in the game. The Vision
and
is live.
Welcome back to the Slackers Talk podcast here on this Thursday. If you just tuned in, we're remembering number 24. We're remembering number 8. None other than the Black Mamba himself, Kobe Bryant. Now, as I mentioned earlier, things didn't take off right away. They got off to a rocky start. But Kobe kept fighting. And there was a lot of pressure that was put on him. You know, imagine being a young kid in the NBA that just came straight out of high school. And people were already deeming you to be the next Michael Jordan. Imagine the pressure that's put on you from something like that. You're not being compared to a good player. You're not being compared to a great player. You're being compared to the greatest player that ever played the game. So just imagine that. But Kobe fought through the pressure. You know, he kept fighting. He kept battling. And the Lakers finally decided that it was time to give him his shot. They traded Eddie Jones, and they inserted Kobe Bryant into the starting lineup. Now, he came to a lineup that centered around Shaquille O'Neal. So, by no means was this like a rebuild, or they just wanted to see what Kobe had. No, this wasn't none of that. The Lakers were at a point where they were getting ready to start contending for championships again. So, there goes some more pressure. You know, the one thing about Los Angeles, they're not a rebuilding team. They always have been in contention. They may have had some down years or something like that, but they're always in contention. You know, they always like have a star or two on the roster. In the beginning, it took them a little time to gel. But you know, in the beginning stages of them two being together, they ran into some veteran teams. You still had Karl Malone in Utah. You still had Tim Duncan, who formed, you know, a good trio with Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. That was up and coming. And of course, you know, my man Jordan, those were his final years, you know. That was his last, you know, that was his last three-peat. So you know how that go. But it took them some time, but eventually they gelled. And in the early 2000s, they three-peated. They won three championships in a row. And during the three-peat, talks of a feud between Kobe and Shaq started happening. There were rumors about, they were arguing about who team it was, when should the other get the ball, things of that nature. And Kobe Bryant, being the Michael Jordan fan that he is, or should I say Kobe being Kobe, he just wasn't satisfied with being called the second best player on a championship dynasty. He wanted to set out and make his own imprint. He wanted to show the world that he was the best player in the league. He wanted to show the world that he was second fiddle to no one. And shortly after, the Los Angeles Lakers traded Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe got his wish. Kobe was now the man in Los Angeles. And him being the go-to guy, he only got better. Kobe became fearless. He looked forward to taking that last shot. And just to show the world that the first three championships wasn't a fluke, just to show the world that those three championships had everything to do with him as much as it had, you know, Shaq. Just to show everybody that, you know, it was about both of them and not just one of them. He went on to win two more championships back to back after Shaq departed LA. You know, just for those who had any doubt, you know, he wanted to erase that doubt in people's mind about him. And he wanted to state claim that Kobe was the best in the NBA, and that's what he did. Now, I want to backtrack for a second, because I left out an important part. Before Shaq was traded out of LA, there was thoughts of LA actually trading Kobe Bryant instead. And one of the places that Kobe Bryant wanted to play for, of all places, was Chicago. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute, because it shows that the man was fearless. It shows you that the man had heart. Now, any good player that plays for the Chicago Bulls, any good player that plays for Chicago, you know that without a doubt, you're going to be compared to what Michael Jordan did. People are going to see you play and expect greatness like they got from Jordan. The expectations are going to be much higher when you play in Chicago. And Kobe Bryant was willing to embrace that. He wanted that challenge. He wanted that challenge. There are players still to this day in the NBA that don't want to play for Chicago because they don't want those comparisons and those expectations put on them. Kobe welcomed it. He embraced it, knowing that the only thing he could do was deliver a championship. Anything else was going to be deemed a failure. He embraced it. That shows you the level of fearness that the man had. And, you know, I like to give a message in my episodes. If you want to be great, there's no such thing as too much pressure. There's no such thing as not being able to handle something or too much. If you want to be great, you got to go for it. You can't be scared. You just got to go for it. You got to put yourself out there. And you got to look at what Kobe did and how he handled the situation. He was ready. I want to take another commercial break. And when I come back, in closing, I want to talk about Kobe's legacy. And I want to talk about some of the contributions that he made on and off the court. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk.
Welcome to the Vision Life Network. You are now tuned in to the Slackers Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Life Network. The Vision Life Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlifenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
The Vision is live.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning back in to the Talk of the Town now. And in closing out today's show, five championships in, Kobe Bryant's legacy consists of scoring 81 points in a single game, which is the second highest behind Wilt Chamberlain. He scored at least 50 points 24 times in his career. That's third behind Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. He's a 18-time All-Star, which is a record. He's the third player in NBA history to average 40 points a game in a calendar month. He's an Olympic gold medalist. He is a multi-time league MVP. He made it to the all-defensive team 12 times. He's the first guard that played 20 seasons in the NBA. And the list goes on. But more importantly than his NBA career, Kobe Bryant was a great leader. He was a great father. And I didn't talk about it early on, but in life, nobody is perfect. Everybody goes through things. Everybody's going to have problems, and everybody's going to go through things. And that includes Kobe Bryant. And what I want to tell you is, it's not about the things that you go through all the time, but it's what you do after them. It's what you do after. Are you going to let that one mistake hinder you for the rest of your life? Or are you going to take it and learn from it? Are you going to use it as an experience and learn from it and make sure that it doesn't repeat itself? And Kobe, just like any other person, myself included, he wasn't without faults, but he became a great man on and off the court. He did many contributions to different charities. He became a mentor to many NBA players that looked up to him. And it was very unfortunate that we lost Kobe Bryant last year at age 41. We all know that 41 is way too young. And I feel that as great of a career that he has had, the best was yet to come. I was looking forward to seeing what different business ventures that he was going to put in place, because outside of basketball, he was a highly, very educated person. He spoke multiple languages, and I mean, very intelligent. He didn't just play basketball, he was really a student of the game. He can tell you all the X and O's and where you're supposed to be at on the court. And he just knew basketball like the back of his hand. And he took that knowledge and applied it to everything that he did in life. Kobe is always going to be recognized as one of the greatest to ever play the game. But I think, aside from basketball, I think the one thing that we can learn from Kobe Bryant's legacy is, if you want to be great, you have to be fearless, and you have to embrace the pressure. You can't run from it, you have to embrace it. And I think that's what he taught us. Every person should have someone that they look up to, someone that they aspire to be, someone that they hope to be like one day, someone that you can pattern yourself after, and someone that you can learn from. But Kobe added something to that. While it's definitely okay to look up to somebody and want to be like somebody, it's also good to want to be better than that person someday. And for that, Kobe, we thank you, and you will always be remembered, my brother. This has been an episode of the Slack is Talk podcast, aka The Talk of the Town. Now, as always, I thank y'all for listening, and we'll be back next week for more Talk of the Town Now.
You're listening to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.